This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? You know what it is, the affair after show. So Janelle asks Noah to keep their relationship private. Helen gives in to Sasha's constant advances, and Joni is in Montauk breaking and entering. Let's go, let's get it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now let the buzz begin.
What's up?
Yeah,
breaking and entering, baby.
What's up, everybody? You know what it is, the affair after show. So glad to be back with my ladies talking about the affair. I am your host, Lem Gonzalez. And yeah, man, episode 3. You know, it's getting crazier and crazier.
Oh, yeah.
Next to me, of course, the amazing, the incomparable. She always has the best glasses on, Allison D.
Thanks, Lem. So good to see you. Yeah. So good to have you back this week.
Yes.
It's just not the same without you.
I mean, but you guys are great together.
We're better with Lem.
We still miss you.
Oh, thank you. Be still my heart. And of course, my A1 since day one, like literally since season one, we've been doing this. She is so amazing. And she's the best fan ever. Everyone's in it.
Not as best as you are.
Oh, gosh.
I feel like she's the ultimate Sarah Treem Twitter follower as
I
well.
I do look I at a lot that. Of her tweets.
Yes.
And actually, today, I attempted to be April and see if I was missing anything for our news and gossip. Mm-hmm. And I was like, maybe it's only when April looks at her Twitter that she finds
things.
There
wasn't a lot today. You're right.
Because I was looking at it going, I can't use any of this.
None of it.
Right.
All right. So, ladies, what do you think about this episode?
There's just so much, and I think that they're doing a good job of what they used to do in the sense of making Noah seem one way in his part, and then he seems different in Helen's, obviously. Mm-hmm. We still have seen that over the past few seasons, but they definitely went back there tonight as far as just, his attitude and stuff like that.
I'm glad you said that, because I noticed that as well. Very much conflicting stories, and then we got the same type of timeline. Mm-hmm. But I thought was interesting is Sasha is a jerk in both ones.
Exactly.
And
that
both
remains
versions.
The same.
I'm just going to go on record. Like we were talking before the show, I think he must be an amazing actor because he's playing this role, this villain role, so good that I really hate his guts.
Right.
Like, I hate him with a passion. I hate the way he's talking every time he comes on scene. Like, I just like, oh,
he's so egotistical.
Yes.
I don't know what it is that makes his character seem that way or if that he's just that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's because he's going against one of our main characters, even though we've had our problems with our own main characters.
Of course.
But he's, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
On record.
So I will say, just to add some conflict here, I really do like the way Helen is responding to him, though. Like,
really?
I appreciate that she has someone now that's giving her something. Like, you know, when she walked out at the end and her mom was there, and
mm-hmm.
I just... I like the way he's lighting her up a little bit.
Has Helen got her groove back?
Or something, maybe. You know? I'm not saying he's, you know, the bee's knees, but I just like that he's the one bringing it out of her, however that's happening.
I just like that it's being brought out of her.
Yeah.
I did like that as well. I don't like that maybe he's doing that, but I did like the confidence that she exuded at the end because she's been so, like, downtrodden for so many seasons now.
I mean,
so I appreciated that as well.
I like that she called him out. Well, we think she called him out saying, like, why me? You know?
Yeah.
And I don't, his answer was fair enough for me. I mean, I don't know. I just, I'm kind of, I can work with this right now. I'm not saying he's amazing.
Right.
I'm just saying I'm okay with what's being explored
with
right
what's
now.
What's being explored with the characters.
Yeah.
I think for me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I know they said, you know, in the last episode, they did a 3-month jump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it hasn't been 3 months since Vic passed away, has it?
It's been three months-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we say that because we were talking about that.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Right before and because of the baby. The baby looks really big.
Massive baby. Massive 3-month-old.
Like, come on, y'all can cast a 3-month-old baby? Like, for real? Like, this baby's like 1.5.
This is a toddler.
Right. This baby's about to walk. Anyway, but I feel like I think it's too soon. Mm-hmm. And granted, I was never a Vic fan. You know, we talked about this. But they were together. And I truly believe that he loved her and she loved him. Mm-hmm. In whatever way that is, works out that they did love each other. However, being that he's passed away, she's obviously reeling over that. She's got so much that is going on with Noah still kind of in there. And not to jump ahead, but this whole movie thing is kind of, it's weird to me.
Yeah.
It's creating a weird dynamic between our characters. Mm-hmm. And I granted that I know that they have to really do something special because it's the last season. And so, but I don't know personally if I like the way they're portraying it.
Yeah.
But getting back to the whole, you know, bee's knees thing, with your boy Sasha and getting her
now
groove back.
Boy. Right.
Right. I just feel like, I don't know, maybe because I don't like him.
Yeah, I know,
and
yeah.
I feel like I don't want it from him. Like, you know, I want her to be happy. You know, I'm the fan.
Right.
Right? Maria Turney's my girl.
I love some Helen.
I do love some Helen. So I want her to be happy at the end of the day. If it's not with Noah, be with somebody.
Right.
Right.
But I think he's not it.
But, you know, maybe it's good for her to have, taking out the fact that we don't like him, good for her to have a rebound maybe before she gets into something more serious with somebody else. Even as you were saying that, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, he's awful in so many ways, meaning Sasha. But, like, it's almost good. The person that she is with after, you know, this major death in her life probably isn't going to be the most deep thing ever because she needs something a little lighter. She seems like she needs something a little lighter. So it's like maybe if our hope is that she and Noah are together in the end, then maybe it's good that she kind of has her little like romp in the hay because she hasn't had many romps in the hay in her life and she deserves a few.
I think the fact that Vic made that video and said, you know, please live for you now. I give, you know, I want you to mm-hmm. live for the both of us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that helped her.
Absolutely.
Helped empower her or helped her reevaluate the fact that, you know, I really have been the caretaker for so many people. I need to think about myself. And part of me also thinks that this movie situation that's happening,
mm-hmm.
I feel as though it's almost, it's a way for her to escape her reality. And I think that's also kind of significant for her because, you know, her day-to-day life is packed with this and that and this and that and this and that. And so I think it's her way of immersing into something that is, I mean, it's fantasy, but yet it's fantasy based on her own life.
Exactly.
So it's a strange, like, alt reality.
It's really weird.
Right. It's totally weird. But I think it's helping her
process.
Come out of her shell and just not have to think about, you know, all of her drama.
Yeah.
I feel like with Helen, and we've seen this, you know, since the affair took place in season one, she's been very indecisive in her movements, mm-hmm. right? She feels one way, but then it's like Noah may sway her or something else, or the kids or something like that, or her parents that we've seen have, which have a large impact over the years in her life. We see that she just can be that way, and she has moments where she asserts herself, and then there's moments that she just kind of gives in to the powers that be. So I think with her, we've always seen her on this interesting journey. Mm-hmm. I hope that at the end of this, mm-hmm. that she has a resolution period with her life.
Right.
Because she's doing, like I said, with now and that scene when, you know, they're doing their thing.
Yeah.
And they're talking about, will you do the rug? And it's like,
right.
And then she's like, I have so many people here. And she's talking about her son or her son's boyfriend. And then she's got
her mom
and Sierra with the bait. Like, yeah. I'm like, yo, that's a lot of people in your house, girl.
Right?
Like, come on, get it together. But she's kind of laughing at it because it's like she's doing all these things.
Right.
And it's like she never takes care of herself.
I think that's why the thing when Sasha said about don't light yourself on fire to keep other people warm.
Yes,
I wrote that down.
Her, yes,
because that's basically what Vic said, and that's I did not mean to interrupt you, but when you said that, it was like ding, ding, ding,
mm-hmm.
because it clicks. Because he's the person that's also saying, "Don't do this. Mm-hmm. Don't, you know, cover yourself in all of this crap just to help everybody else out. Like, you can still do it, but like have your own life as well."
And I think the first big step forward in that direction was her saying no to her mother too about moving back home.
Absolutely.
You know, this is something that perhaps she would have
mm-hmm.
thought about more, and perhaps maybe would have taken the steps toward transitioning back to the East Coast.
Right.
And I think this is her coming into her own mm-hmm. and saying, no, you'll figure this out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's jump into the first part of this episode. So it's Noah's version,
mm-hmm.
and we see, you know, some things happening, but basically he has dinner with Whitney, checking for her fiance, which I think the fiance thing is a waste, personally. I have no connection to this Colin dude. He just kind of appears. I mean, I guess she has to have something to keep her involved,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like he's just a waste,
you
in my opinion.
You know who I'm connected to? The guy that we see in the preview for next week. So I think that that's maybe, I totally agree with you. It just seems like, oh, it's kind of thrown in there,
mm-hmm.
but maybe it's thrown in there because it's the way or the thing that's going to bring Noah really back into the scheme of things with his kids as far as being an actual voice that they hear and stuff like that. And also, I think that I liked it tonight anyway because I liked what it gave she and Noah when they were sitting down at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that it kind of made him seem, well, not that he doesn't care, but like it's clear, okay, I very much so care about this because she does not look well. I mean, she just looks tired. Like we're all tired.
She's worn out.
To work situation,
she's
whatever.
Worn out.
But like, as we hear her talk about this, she doesn't seem like she's so gung ho
mm-hmm.
about getting married.
Right.
And she tries to explain it away in the sense of like, I do love him. And you know, you were a starving artist at one point. He's a starving artist. Yada yada yada.
Trying to make correlation.
But, like, she clearly isn't very excited about the idea of getting married to him.
And I agree because we've seen their relationship has been very tumultuous.
Right.
Like, extremely, for over several seasons.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't been good for a while.
Right.
So I do like the fact that, and I agree that this is probably a way to get him back in
mm-hmm.
with good graces, which we don't see the middle son. We haven't seen
Martin.
The connection. Martin, thank
yeah.
you. Which he was kind of was straying with all his kids.
Yeah.
This is going to be interesting how he gets in, if that's a pattern, how he gets in with the youngest
mm-hmm.
And how that, you know, happens because he hasn't really fooling with him. So maybe it's like, oh, let's get, you know, make Whitney straight and then that'll follow suit, maybe.
Right.
I think it's going to be interesting to see, and we talked about this last week, Whitney's going to have three POVs, you know, her own story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that'll be the time for us to see if, in fact, what she's saying is love between her and her beau is actually, because we just haven't seen enough between the two of them.
Right.
You know, it's all just kind of, you know, these itty bitty conversations that are happening.
Surface.
Yeah.
Right.
I certainly didn't like him entering dinner the way he did and like grabbing the bread.
Oh,
and just, he just seems sloppy and kind of rude about the whole thing.
It looks like a nice place and he's like, so rude.
I was like, come on now.
Yeah. He seemed like an idiot.
Yeah.
But I think, no, really.
Yes.
He did. He seemed like an idiot. And I think that they are probably setting us up
for
us to get that. Exactly. We do see that Janelle calls Noah after 3 months. So we saw in the last episode that, you know, there was a 3 month jump, mm-hmm. and we didn't know what happened between them. She just kind of walked out and then that was it. Well, apparently they haven't even talked, and he's been trying to call her and reach out to her, and she's been ghosting him heavy.
Right.
So she calls him out the blue, and basically was like, yo, why don't you, you know, talk? I want to talk. Da-da-da-da. Come by the house. And he's like, all right, it's going to be late. She's like, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
So he's probably like, all right, cool.
What the heck?
He walks in.
Yeah.
And first of all, she's campaigning for school board.
Right.
And then you see her ex-dude, who's now her current dude again.
Yep.
And he's just like, oh, okay, so what's really going on? Mm-hmm. Come to find out, she wants to talk to him because she's like, hey, this is what's going on. I really need to keep what we had going on private.
Don't murk up my campaign, exactly. man.
I don't want no kind of spoilers.
Yeah.
Right. No issues with that. How did you guys feel about that?
Gosh, you know, I took issue with it, actually, only because...
Yes, me too.
I was like, you can't... first of all, I get her wanting to keep it secret for the reasons that she listed. Like, mm-hmm. makes total sense. It's not that this was, like, a super serious relationship
right.
in her life. It was short-lived.
Sure.
You know, we did get to see a lot of it, and I kind of like that. I can also appreciate the fact that she went through some difficult times with him, especially seeing it from her point of view. So she doesn't necessarily care to, like, give him the explanation that he feels that he needed. But I was like, you can't just totally ghost somebody, mm-hmm. blow somebody off, ask them, hey, do me this favor, don't tell anybody, and then get pissed at them
right.
when they're sitting there.
Right.
Is this because they're like, what?
I think this is a what not to do.
That was going to be mine. Now I got to think of another one.
But there you go, like, and it can still be the same
I
ones.
Was like, you cannot sit here. Like, when she got pissed at him, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Obviously, he's angry. You were his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Or even, she sometimes said maybe not a girlfriend, but like you were together in some capacity.
You were dating.
Whatever.
You were
exactly.
dating. We agree that we're dating.
So it doesn't matter. Like, it just seemed so, I was like, you're really going to get mad at him because mm-hmm. he's questioning the fact that, like, you only asked him for this. You don't care about him. Okay, you don't care about him. But, like,
right.
at least be like, I'm so sorry, I don't care, but will you do this? And then if he says no, then whatever, I guess figure it out.
I think there was a lot of things that were not said that needed to be. The reason why she walked out of the funeral event,
mm-hmm.
After party.
Repass.
Is
maybe.
That what it's called? It's
well,
repass.
Yeah, repass is, yeah.
I feel like I've always called it the party.
Okay.
Maybe that's bad.
We've never had funeral parties in Alabama, so this is all new to me.
Oh, yeah. I'm for sure. Yeah, I've been to several. But I think she was harboring a lot of...
resentment?
A lot of resentment around
sure.
that. I really do. And I think... And I'm not saying that that's an excuse for how she handled it. I think she handled it very poorly.
Mm-hmm.
You can't... Especially if he was calling relentlessly
right.
and you still aren't returning a phone call or
right.
even a text saying... I'm just, you know,
yeah,
like whatever. Send a
something,
text. Do
something,
something.
Something.
I mean, it shouldn't be radio silent. So she definitely did not handle it well. But I also feel like that could have been her moment to say, just FYI, a lot of things went down that you and I didn't talk about that I really didn't. But I guess it wasn't the time for that either. It's just
yeah.
sort of like these things are never going to be said, I think.
It was just, like you said, the fact that she called him over, you know, in the middle of all of this and then kind of just thought that, oh, I'm just going to tell you this and you're going to be okay with it.
Right. Yeah.
Especially somebody like Noah, who can be self-absorbed and who can take things to heart very much so,
mm-hmm.
as if he's being attacked. That's just the wrong person to do that with.
Yeah.
So, and again, she doesn't know him that well.
Right.
Also, they have a weird dynamic because she's his boss,
mm-hmm.
and he's, you know, under her. He's a subordinate. But they had this, you know, thing going on. So it's just a really interesting dynamic. But yes, I think we all agree she didn't handle it well. I'm just interested to see what that plays into going forward, or if that's it.
I was going to ask,
I wonder,
do you think this is end scene for Janelle?
Well,
they kind of punctuated a little bit, but I think we might get, just because we still have Joel present.
That's what I was going to say.
Because, I think that,
yes,
yeah, I think there'll be something there.
Joel is in the picture, and he's now the co- principal.
Well, now
no, he's
just principal.
Oh, now he's just principal.
Because
yeah.
she essentially kicked off.
Right, because now she's doing her thing.
Yeah.
So, wait. So then now, that being said, thank you for the point. I think that maybe there is a punctuation there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe that is a punctuation.
What else would she do to move
story
forward?
I think what it will be is, I think there has to be some kind of in your face with Joel in terms of...
With her and him?
With her being, like, so if she wins the seat, I think there'll be some interplay that we'll see with her in the school.
Oh, happening.
Just with things happening with him as principal and her being able to mandate certain things because she's now in a more senior position. I don't know. I feel like there could be something to that effect.
If that happens, though, but I don't see how that would affect
nothing
Noah.
Else. No, right.
Yeah,
right.
It wouldn't affect our characters.
Oh, they're definitely punctuated, I think. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no revisiting. Especially now because it seems like he's really kind of fawning for Helen. You know, and
what you can't have.
Oh, yes. And he's the poster child for that.
Yes, absolutely.
Poster child for that. So we do see, and oh gosh, we got to talk about him.
Oh, Sasha Mann.
Sasha Mann.
I knew you were going there.
Sasha Mann. So he's all up in this episode heavily. And
in all sorts of ways.
Like groaning the whole time.
I don't like him. But we do see that in Noah's also version still. He shows up to the movie set and then Helen's there, and they start talking to Noah about the movie, and he's basically wanting Noah to kind of rewrite what he's written. You know, says, hey, I think the character should go back to his wife, mm-hmm. and wants Noah to change the script, and Noah's kind of being defined. He's like, no, I don't want to do that, and then he's like, well, I'll rewrite it.
Mm-hmm. This part confuses me.
Okay.
I'm like, you're making a movie of the book. We obviously know that stuff doesn't always happen
like the book
exactly
totally.
The same.
Right.
But like, I'm like, you're not the writer. So I guess it's just confusing me a little. Like, we understand that you don't like it, but like, that doesn't give you the authority to be like, okay, so we're just going to totally change it.
I think they're sort of insinuating his role, even though he's the star, I think he's also producer, and I think his hands are more than just, I'm starring in it. So it's kind of giving him carte blanche to, oh, I don't like that, you're changing it, that kind of thing.
But I feel like he could very easily just be like, okay, then you're not making the movie on my book.
Right.
I mean, he would lose money, but I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's funny is, when I was watching this, I initially thought, when we first saw him in the first episode, that he was the director.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
I didn't think that he was the actor. Correct. Now when I see him acting, I'm like, oh. But I agree. He's maybe the producer. He could also be the director, because we haven't really seen a director.
Right. He's the one yelling cut, so I assume he may be.
So he probably is director.
Right. Yeah.
So therefore, he does have more influence in what happens with the movie.
Yeah.
And I think that what the writers are showing us, in my opinion, is that they're showing, because how Noah is really... how he's feeling about Helen now.
Right.
Right? And how he does want to go back to him. And then it's kind of like pointing out, it's like, okay, wait a second. Even though this is something that has happened, it's not all supposed to be, you know, nonfiction.
Right.
But we know that there are some, you know, some embellishments there. So I think it's kind of like he's poking at. He's like, oh, well, I think this should happen with the character. And he's like, well, no. That's not how I write it.
Right.
Because Noah, we know he sees himself
a different
as
way.
A different way.
That's true, too.
But I thought it was interesting how Sasha explained it
back
away.
To him.
No, how Sasha was like, oh, you don't want the story to end with you getting back with your wife because you think everyone... all crimes have to be, or you have to pay for your crimes. Mm-hmm. Like, so essentially him ending up with Helen in the end, Sasha was saying, it's like too happy of an ending for Noah. Mm-hmm. Noah feels like he has to be punished
tormented.
For these crimes.
Right.
And that's why I was like, well, that's an interesting way to put it. I wonder if he actually thinks that just in general anyway. But I'm like, I'm pretty sure you have paid for the crimes that you've committed. You went to jail for this woman.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's actually it. But I agree that I think they're putting it there like as a thing in your head. So like, oh, okay, at the end of this story, meaning the end of the show, will Noah go back to his wife?
Right.
It's just interesting because I'm like, I think that's one of the most. That's why his other books are being written, because he kills the character of Allison in the books. I don't know. It's just interesting to me.
It is interesting.
I thought it was interesting, and I kept pointing at both you guys, and I think you had no idea what I was doing. But I thought it was interesting when Janelle and Noah were talking, and she basically said, you know, Carl's known me for this long, and we have a history. And
yeah.
I feel like she was foreshadowing what perhaps may be occurring later on in the season between Noah and Helen.
I thought
that's what I was trying to. I was like, Lem!
I thought.
She's talking about her, you know?
Yeah. Nose, I was like, brown nosing? Like, is it brown? Like, what's going on? Do you have something? What's going on? I missed it.
So that's I thought that's literally what I was thinking. Yeah. I was like, oh, she's like literally telling the future. Yeah.
She's saying all of these things, and it's making him think, oh, maybe. Well, Helen and I know each other. He might not be thinking that, but I was thinking.
Yeah, I was too. I did too.
I did kind of pick up on that. I did not know what Patricia was saying. I really didn't. But I did kind of pick up on that when that was happening. Because you could tell how he was thinking. He's like, oh, wait a second. I'm in this similar situation.
The wheels are a-turning.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
I thought this was interesting. Noah ends up going to karaoke because he says, I'm going to take everybody to karaoke. Right. So, of course, Noah, because he's feeling some kind of way about the interaction. But I think it's more, to me, I saw it as more or less the interaction with Sasha and Helen.
No. Oh, yeah, of course.
He wanted to be a spy, basically.
He's missing out on that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But I get it, though. In the scene where he sees Helen coming out of Sasha's trailer, like, I absolutely, that's not the most comfortable thing in the entire world, whether he feels that way or not, for his ex-wife to be there seeing all of this stuff play out, but also to be involved with the man that is starring in it, potentially directing, producing, whatever else he's doing in it, to be sleeping with him. Like, that's not going to be good no matter how you feel.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I think he's going to have a problem with anybody with Helen. He's the one that had the affair. Like, let's keep it all the way real, right? And so he always had a problem. He had a problem with Vic. He has a problem with anybody that is with Helen because, as I've said for five seasons, he still loves Helen. And he secretly wants to be with her, regardless if they can work or if that will happen. That's what he wants. And so that's why I feel like we're getting all of this kind of foreshadowing and all of this kind of juxtaposition with the other characters. You know, he goes up to karaoke. He, you know, basically wants an explanation. You're like, give me an explanation. What's up? Sasha's like, well, what are you talking about? I don't, you know, he's not budging. Then he goes up to sing a Tom Petty song, knocks the girl over.
I was like, are you making this voice or is this just your singing voice? Like, are you trying to make this voice?
It was bad.
It was bad.
But it was weird because then all of a sudden he wakes up because he's totally plastered.
Wasted.
Super. Yeah. And he wakes up and he's having Mexican food with Joel.
But he's not having any food. He's just sort of just looking at food. Yeah, it was bizarre.
So it's like he passed out. What did you guys take from that? Because I'm just like, granted, we see Joel kind of being introduced as, you know, this person that kind of like, I feel like he thinks Noah's cool.
Right.
And wants to kind of associate himself with, oh, yeah, man, let's hang out and da-da-da-da. And, you know, supposedly they had this writing session.
I think he's a filler character. Okay. I think he's just somebody to be there. And because he was saying, oh, let's go out. This is what he was in the last season and trying to get Noah to, like, read his script and stuff like that. So I think he's just a filler character, somebody to be there to have Noah talking to.
I was still confused at how he ended up there. Did he call that guy to pick him up because he was drunk?
Well, maybe he did, because I think what happened in Helen's version really did happen. I don't think that, like, she just made that up. Obviously, we didn't see it in his version, but, like, I think he did.
Wait, what are you referring to?
Meaning, like, going to her house. That happened the night of the karaoke thing.
Gotcha.
Right. So, like, that could have been the person that he called instead of the Uber, because we did see him call Noah earlier in
the
night.
Yes.
So, like, that's... I just think he's a filler character, and I don't even, like... I like how the actor, Adam Shapiro, plays the character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great.
But I don't... I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
I just think he's there to be there.
Okay. We'll see if there's any more with goes forward. Getting into Helen's version, so she's having lunch with Margaret. You said it was Soho House?
I think it was Soho House.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. And then, because now they're in L.A., so it's like you're trying to figure out, oh, what are these places?
All y'all people out there, there are Soho Houses everywhere, but Soho House is a really big deal here. Right. So I feel like that's what it was.
I also was like, could it be the Ivy? But
no, it's not the Ivy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was also trying to be like, where is that? Anyway,
I think it is.
No clue.
Yeah.
So she basically starts talking about her dad, and basically Margaret tells Helen that he has dementia.
Right.
And then also that, like, literally almost their whole savings, their whole finances is gone.
Mm. And, whammy of a convo.
Yeah.
All the stuff that she was saying to him just really, I mean, obviously none of us, thankfully, are in that situation and are too young to be in the situation that mm-hmm. she's in. But it really just resonated with me to think about, like, dear God, she's so right. She stayed with this man
while
he did all of this crap for all of these years.
That was
crazy. And then all of a sudden, like, he left her at one point, like, two seasons ago. He mm-hmm. left her to be with that person. That,
right.
So I'm like, now... They got back together, I guess, before maybe the dementia really set in, even though she's been seeing signs of it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And we even see Noah try to mention it to Helen. But I'm like, she's so right. And now she loves him. And, like, you don't leave someone when they're sick. But some of the best years of her life are spent with going through the worst of his.
And what's also interesting is that has happened in a lot of people's lives.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just, you know, because, you know, when, especially if someone has been unfaithful mm-hmm. and then they go out and then they end up getting sick, like I said, they're going to go back to home. They're going to go back to what's familiar.
Yeah.
And then now this person who does care for them and love them has to now take care of them. Mm. And it's just, it's a terrible situation.
And
terrible when you think about it.
I think she does, like, she even says she does, like, actually love him in that way because mm-hmm. she took him back.
Yeah.
But I'm like, dear God, that's just rough for her.
That
especially
is.
Just being at the age that she's at. But
Absolutely.
Also, it's not like she's, you know, a saint. So
she is, right.
I've always not liked her.
Oh, exactly. I was just going to say.
But in that scene, mm-hmm. and when she said that, I did feel bad.
Yeah.
I did feel bad because, you know, she's right.
Yeah.
We then see them both going and checking on Sierra and the baby, the 2-year-olds.
I liked Margaret. I liked Margaret in the toddler. Right. I liked Margaret in this scene because I was like, you know what?
Oh,
she is being the OG.
Yes.
Because so many people nowadays, which is great, like mm-hmm. to each their own completely, mm-hmm. but like you get stuck in this cycle of this is the only way I can do this, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she was like, honey, your baby's going to starve.
Right.
Do what you have to do to get him to eat. I thought she was like funny, witty in that scene.
I think that was also just because we know that Sierra is very LA, right?
Yeah.
And that's the quintessential, you know, she does the yoga and all of the and vegan and all of that. But I think that was like, oh, but I can't do this because my doula said this and mm-hmm. da 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 da. And she's like, girl, just feed this baby.
Right.
Just feed this baby and you go to sleep. Like,
yeah.
And I think that, you know, because she's not from L.A., you know,
right.
she's from the East Coast and they do things differently.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that as, and also she's an OG.
Right.
She's, you know,
different generation.
Different generation. So, but yeah, I did. I agree with you. I did like her in that sense.
I didn't. I really didn't. But I loved Helen in it. And I thought Helen sort of embodied the perfect balance between the two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that Margaret was just way too abrasive about the whole thing for someone that was clearly exhausted and just, I mean,
but that's her thing.
Yeah.
She's abrasive.
Oh, yeah. She's abrasive. I thought Helen channeled it very well,
of course.
And she articulated it in a way where Sierra could accept
received.
It and Margaret couldn't be off on her very
right.
little way.
Right.
Absolutely. She definitely did.
No, you're right. You're right. And I think Margaret is just, that's the way she does
it. Oh,
things.
Yeah.
But what I was just referring to the fact, what she was saying was correct.
Oh.
Like, stop doing this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you're what
killing
you're
your
doing
baby.
Is not working.
Your baby needs to eat something.
At all.
No, like, that baby didn't need to eat.
Oh, God.
Baby.
That baby's 5 years old.
Exactly.
Yes, all the way. That's why I'm like, the baby's...
I feel like the baby was swapped out when Helen brought the baby into the bedroom with Sierra. It looked like a smaller baby.
Well, it probably was because there are all these laws about using children on set.
I was like, that's
like,
a different baby.
But come on, make it look a little more believable than that.
Yeah, that baby had a baby.
Yes.
Like, that baby was
driving a car.
Enormous.
It was a big one. Yeah.
Tesla. What do you think about how now we're seeing with Trevor and his character developing with his boyfriend and he's doing this thing for Vic.
April has thoughts.
Yes, yes.
It doesn't matter that it's a boy, and a boy obviously has nothing to do with it, but like, whoa, you're letting your son's significant other spend the night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that just would never have flown in my house, and it will never fly in my future house. Mm-hmm. Like, they're so young.
How old are they?
What, did she say 16?
No, wait, I think he's like...
No, he's a teenager.
Yeah, because he's producing plays.
No, but I thought the age came up. No,
yeah, I think it did too.
Did I not hear?
I don't know, but he's like late middle school, early high school.
Regardless, he's a minor.
Exactly.
Right. Still.
But
in
I was like,
school.
Oh my gosh, you're letting
cool mom.
It's
yeah.
Yes, but that has nothing to do with moving the story forward. But I was just like, oh okay, and because it seemed like she didn't know, she was like, oh, he's spending the night, and he was like, yeah.
Well, okay. No, because I think she kept saying cool mom. So I think she was, I took it as she was referring to herself as like, oh, I'm letting my son spend the night.
Right.
Yeah. I'm the cool mom.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, you're the cool mom. Which, you know, and regardless of why or how, I think she also has had, you know, kind of not really a distance with the kids.
Yeah.
But I think that she wants at all in points now, she wants to basically have this family. She has all these people living in her house.
Yeah.
Or staying there.
Yeah.
So I feel like she wants that. She, especially now that Vic is gone, mm-hmm. her sense of family has, you know, some of that is broken now. And so it's like, okay, what I have left, I want to make sure is all good.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
excuse me. We also see that... Margaret is talking to, you know, about moving to the East Coast. Helen flips out.
Helen is like, nope.
She's like, I have things I want to do here. Like, I'm getting used to it. What do you think is the biggest reason? Because obviously this whole Sasha thing is new.
Right.
So she's not staying because of that. But why do you think now she has this newfound resilience to be in LA?
I think... The Sasha thing does come into it a little bit, but not because of him, mm-hmm. but just because, okay, it seems like now she's finally starting to feel a little happy. We haven't seen a truly happy Helen in a really long time. She's in a great place with the kids. She has always been all about them, and now it seems like she's giving the reins up just a little bit and is making herself happy. So I feel like she's finally kind of just seeming happy for herself. I think it's probably also difficult, whether she felt some way about Vic or not, to like leave where they were together. And I also think just going back to the East Coast is like a reminder of all the very bad things that happened to her.
Yeah.
And it's almost like her giving up on this newfound Helen that she is. Because when you compare how she is in her version to Noah's, and Noah's, she's just, for me anyway, a little too like, flirty, giddy. But that's also how he was perceiving her to be.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was like, why is she being so weird? This isn't Helen. But in her part, she's definitely more normal, and it's just happens to be flirting with this man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But so I think it's like going back as like going into this dungeon, like, now I have to go back to this house where my father's dying and all of this stuff. It's just a reminder for
she
that,
doesn't want to do
for that.
That
stuff. Yeah.
I echo all that.
Okay. how true, because obviously this is Helen's version, but I think you actually already spoke on it. You feel like Noah showing up to the house, thinking that Sasha was there, you feel like that was a true account.
I think that happened. I don't think he may not have been so crazed as she viewed him.
Right, right.
But like, I mean, I think that's also, they're showing him that way in her version because he's so... or she's like laughing at him. She's like, oh my God, this dude.
Right.
And it's like they're trying to show, okay, maybe she is a little past him. And when he's coming back to her, now she's like, oh, Noah, who?
I'm over it.
Yeah, maybe, anyway.
Which I think also lends itself to this whole movie thing, because I think a lot of things are being rehashed in their life.
Yeah.
Which is why I think it's just so. And you know, I'm trusting the writers, and I'm trusting how they're pushing this forward, because obviously I think they're going to come to a great resolution.
Yeah.
But it just seems how that all of this, and maybe it's just trying to be cyclical.
Mm-hmm. But also I think it's a form of healing for her in
therapy,
a way, too.
Therapeutic.
It really is, yeah. I think, because she never has had to face it in this way. I mean, she lived through it, which was facing it, but kind of seeing it made into a movie and really...
Right.
Viewing it from that angle, I mean, I think there is therapy in that.
Yeah.
You know?
Almost as therapeutic as the upside down yoga.
Like, I guess so.
Maybe, maybe not.
Also very LA. So when she, obviously Sasha is just, you know, in both versions, he's just on her, trying different ways to, you know, to holler basically. Mm-hmm. And so, Basically, she says, come through.
Yeah.
What's
come
up?
Come over. Come over.
And so they have that intimate session where they're talking about rugs and furniture and lamps and everything and everybody that's in the house. And then, of course, you know, she, you know, is bright-eyed, bushy-tail in the morning. Mom's making coffee. And then, you know, he comes out the bedroom like, hey, can I possibly get some of that coffee, too?
I couldn't tell.
But that's Sasha.
Yeah.
That's him. That's why I don't like him. But yes.
Did Margaret know who he was? I couldn't tell by her face if she was gobsmacked because it was the famous Sasha man or if it was just because it was a dude.
It was a dude.
Okay.
Because this man walked out and was like, honey, can you give me a cup of coffee?
Exactly.
Asked her.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? But I want to know if y'all think what Noah says at the doorbell is true at all. If you think that, like, he could potentially be, maybe, I don't think he is fully, but if you think he could potentially be using Helen a little bit, to not to get at Noah, but, like, to truly get to know the person that Noah is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's, I feel like that's his,
MO.
Yeah.
But then again, when he gives those moments of talking about how his ex-fiance Lily and that whole, like, there's moments of tenderness from him and realness and...
Because you got to throw that in a little bit.
But that's, I take it as game.
Yeah.
I take it as game. The dude.
He's got game.
He's got game. Like when when the girl is like, oh, you're sleeping. Because we all know that.
Yeah.
Like this is his MO. This is what he does. So whether it's a process to make something brilliant, like this movie, it's all game.
I'm really curious to see what does happen. Because I think I agree. It could be a total rebound play.
Right.
And something is going to, he's going to do something that's going to ruin it all, or it's just something's gonna I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, is that a prediction?
No, not really.
We're all a little predicting.
He's terrible. All right, so
he's gonna do
something. I mean, he's gonna ruin something. It's basically what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Real quick, we see a snippet of Joni again.
Again, another snippet.
Right, another snippet. She's now at a bar in Montauk. Bartender is really gloomy. She denies having kids. Then all of a sudden, which is interesting. Then this bartender, she ends up sleeping with him
in
a very violent way.
Yes.
Everyone in chat is very confused by this, asking. I'm still so confused. Someone even asked, Josephine Claffey, could that be Ben's son? That's actually possible. Could be crazy if it was. But we all share in the sentiment. We're all very confused by what was happening. Because she's... The flashback of her looking at the pictures of her mom and dad and her on the tables to... Okay, as they
to
would do
strangle
that
me.
To get more aggressive. And then she sees it again and then she wants more aggressive. It's like...
It's very weird. Even her breaking into the house and then it being pristine. I thought that was weird too, with pictures and stuff. Like, you're not going to have a house that no one lives in.
Well, no, she couldn't break. She couldn't get in because the electricity is out in Montauk
after hours.
Yeah, because of all the environmental stuff.
But is no one
there?
That's what I'm saying.
No one's there.
But I'm saying, but pictures are up. She's looking at pictures. So why is
maybe
no one lives
there? But they're just not there right now.
It's just very weird.
Yeah,
it's very weird how they're doing. I like how they set it up initially.
Yeah.
In the first episode, but now it's like really, and it's so short.
Yeah. And we're not. A lot of people have been saying in our comments on YouTube that they're not fully connected to it as well. I'm not really either because they're not. Maybe it's just this because we're only getting that snippet, which we obviously know we're going to see way more, but like, I'm not like, okay, you're Allison's daughter, you're Cole's daughter. I'm like, you're Joni, which we know that's their daughter, but I'm like, I need more about that. I don't just need to see this, like,
for sure,
this weird crap.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to get into it into the next episode. You said you have news and gossip real quick.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, real quick, news and gossip.
All right, so what's happening with Cole Lockhart, right? We want to know. Josh Jackson is playing Reese Witherspoon's husband in the adaptation of Celeste Ng's novel Little Fires Everywhere. It's a miniseries that's slated for release on Hulu next year and also stars Rosemary DeWitt and Kerry Washington.
Oh, so nice. Cool. Love you, Josh Jackson. Miss you so much.
Yeah, it's
I know.
A good cast.
I was like, I got to get Hulu now. And then, just as a fun aside for all of our viewers out there, if you want to see our very own Sasha Man do real-life karaoke, because he, in fact, has a band called This Is Not America, I would go on YouTube and look up his song, I'm Not Ready Yet, and just let me know what you think.
Love it.
Yeah, let me know what you think.
Oh.
And his real name in life is Claes Bang. which I just like his name. That's I think that's a cool name.
Okay. Yeah. Clay's Sounds Bang. Very British.
Yes. No, he's actually...
Well, he's not British?
He's Danish.
Oh, Danish.
Clay's Bang is Danish.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Rock and roll.
Well, there it is.
Yeah.
All right. Predictions, real quick.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Wiz and Hats. What you got?
Gosh, I'm going to change my Noah and Helen are going to end up back together, and I'm going to say Helen's going to end up going on her own way.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
I'll probably change next week.
Oh, okay. I think I'm feeling as though, especially after we've had this discussion tonight, I'm feeling very much more certain that Sasha Mann is a total revenge play on everything and rebound play. And I think her and Noah might have a rekindling.
Really?
I really do feel that way. Did I not say that last week? I feel like
I've been saying it the whole time, but I'm like,
I know you. Yeah, you have. I do feel this way.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're going to see more with Whitney's character.
Joni.
Oh.
Joni, please. We've seen a lot of Joni.
Yeah. More with Whitney's character and kind of development, like you said, getting into her POVs.
Yep.
I do think that they're going to have to now give us more of Joni. They're going to have to. After that scene, they have to.
I know.
Like, you can't leave us like that and then like give us two more minutes next week.
Hopefully they'll start with Joni.
Yeah, maybe.
To really... like throw us through
mess it up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But that's my prediction.
I like it.
All right.
Love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you everyone in the live chat. We appreciate it. Man, it's going down. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me everywhere at Lim Gonzalez. Where you at?
I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
And I'm April Wissenhant. Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
Yeah,
easy breezy.
Absolutely.
Easy breezy.
We will see y'all next week.
Woo!
Peace.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.